Yeah, no, I saw the Kyle Pitts one, but the Falcons falconed again.
Classic Falcons. That's what they
Their
do.
kicker missed the Falcons kicker missed two field goals today as well.
Ooh, wow. Was it as short as Groupie's miss?
No, but interestingly, on Groupie's miss, and I don't know whether you spotted it, there was a UK, there was a Who Dat massive Saints flag, UK Union Jack with Who Dat written across it, as a mate of mine at the game today.
Yeah, I saw that.
He was at the ninth ward.
Okay, yeah, I ended up watching the game with Dr. John from Canada. Fuck Canada! Hey, fuck you, buddy! He was at the ninth ward last year, and he came to a tailgate last year, and he was at the tailgate today, and he lives in Canada. He has four season tickets. He comes to two
Jeez.
games a year, but it was just him and another guy, and he couldn't sell his other two, his brother-in-law, so we just ended up sitting with him. So upgrade it again. It's an upgrade streak.
No t-shirt cannon though.
No
No.
t-shirt cannon, but it was easy to upgrade with so many empty seats.
What's up, Who Dat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol Podcast 2-Point Conversion Instant Reaction Show. The Dome Patrol Podcast is the official Saints podcast of the Fans First Sports Network. The Saints defeated the Panthers 28-6 tonight, but the score does not tell the full story of the game. With 8 minutes to go in the game, Derek Carr had a stat line that read 12 for 19 for 37 yards and an interception. His 43-yard pass to A.T. Perry more than doubled his output in one play. He ended up with a line of 18 for 26 for 119 yards and two touchdowns. However, the Saints defense held the Panthers to just two field goals, and Bryce Young went 13 of 36 for 137 yards, so actually more than Derek Carr. You can always rely on the Saints to block a punt in a home game each season, and today was no different as Nephi Sewell blocked a punt that DeMarco Jackson scooped and scored. And for me, the play of the game was Paulson Adebo's tackle at the 2-yard line that saved the touchdown. With Tampa Bay winning, we are back in a tie for first place in the division, and the Super Bowl dream is back. I'm James, and I'm your host. And joining me to discuss today's game are Jason and Wesley. How are you both today?
I'm doing okay. We won.
It's better. That's why you're doing good, because we won.
I mean,
you wanted to win.
I mean,
want to make our draft position worse.
I mean, our division is going to do that for us anyway, so it doesn't matter. I want Dennis Allen fired. I don't want him. I don't want anything to save his job. But I was trying to think, because it was an interesting Dome experience. And I know it was talked about for the last day or so, how many tickets were available for sale. There were a lot of empty seats at the start of the game. It did fill up a little bit, just because I think the tickets were so cheap, people couldn't pass up on them. But there were still a lot of empty seats. But the crowd was just... Dead.
Like, do I get another beer? Or do I get a ticket to the game?
We were walking in towards the tailgate, and like the area around the dome, like it was dead. The dome was dead. The crowd's just weird. And then the product on the field for the first three quarters. I was trying to think, like, is this the worst football game that I've seen in the dome? With the combination of the poor play from both teams, because Carolina's awful, and yet they ran for 200 yards on us. But God, Bryce Young was terrible. Their play calling was terrible. We were bad. It was just bad. It was a dead vibe in the dome.
They might be one of the worst teams I've ever seen.
Who? Yeah. The Panthers.
The Panthers.
You mean? Okay,
you
just said that. You got to be more specific.
No, sorry, the Panthers. The Panthers. Yes.
Yeah, and then, Groupie misses his first kick, and you're like, Jesus.
The Panthers are a terrible football team. Bryce Young is a really bad quarterback, and I think that the stats will show that we have a bunch of pass breakups. It was because he was throwing it at our defenders instead of to his open receivers. Like, he did have receivers open multiple times pretty far downfield, And he just was underthrowing or throwing to the side.
Or overthrowing. I mean, they should have scored a touchdown. Was it the second or third play before the half? He had the guy wide open down the middle. That should have been an easy touchdown for them.
Yep. I mean, it was
terrible.
And I'm going to say a fluke special teams play because they just decided not to block Nephi Sewell. And the reason I'll say fluke is because every single linebacker, cornerback, wide receiver, running back, defensive back or anything in the entire game of football and all of the NFL, if they were in the position Nephi Sewell was in, they would have blocked the kick. Like, he just unblocked. There's a decent chance Jason would have been able to block the kick. I'm going to say fluke play. Great, it happened. That's cool. But if it wasn't for that, this was a one-point game in the fourth quarter with the Panthers with the ball. Like, and I don't care what the final score is. I'm not gonna even mention the final score out loud because I don't care. This was again, outside of a fluke play. I mean, even with the fluke play, it's a one-score game. It was an eight-point game. But with the fluke play, they had the ball and it was a one-point game. Without the fluke play, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, Jason.
They are terrible. This is one of the worst football teams I've ever seen, at least their offensive side of the ball. And I'll also say the Panthers may have an offensive coordinator worse than Pete Carmichael because they ran for 200 yards. They're running for 5.5 yards a carry and they still threw the ball 35 times. And I get it. And they didn't need to, like at the end they had to because they were down by a few scores. But when it was a one score game, like why did they ever throw the ball?
Well, not only that, on all those fourth downs, they threw them on all the fourth downs.
Yeah.
Like, but they were running, like Chuba Hubbard was running. He was getting 3-4 yards carry easy. At least run an RPO, and then Young broke away for a few runs. I'm like, if they want to win the game, that's what you do. And they totally went away with it. It was weird.
I'm not sure what the final number. They were at 204 yards at one time. I think they just threw the ball every time after that. I'm not sure if they ran for another play to get 207. Oh no, 207 is our I'm sorry. 207 was our total yards.
Yep.
204 was their rushing yards.
Hmm. Yeah. So Hubbard went for 87 yards. Miles Sanders for 74. Bryce Young ran for 40.
And the Saints, again, just said that 207 total yards. 97 yards rushing, 110 passing. I think Derek Carr ends up with a final stat of 119 yards.
And the majority passing of that was on that one drive where he had the three passes.
Well, he had a 43-yard pass, right?
Yeah.
Yep, that was 50, the AT Perry.
Was it 53?
No, it was 43. 40. Yeah, well, 44, they've given it, 44 yards.
44.
Yeah, so, and even then, A.T. Perry had to stretch out to make a really good catch for it.
Again, it was underthrown and thrown to the side too much. Like, if you hit that as he's running away, it's a touchdown.
Yep.
But he's got to dive to the side and slow down to catch it. It's
yeah. The frustrating thing for me was we started the first quarter running the ball really well ourselves. Kamara and Jamal Williams really were running the ball well. And then we went completely away from the running game.
Well, okay. Sort of. I mean, it sounds like we went away from the running game when you say that we only ran the ball 25 times, but we only passed the ball 26 times. We just didn't have the ball. So I'm not, I'd have to watch it again and I'm not going to, I mean, but it was 50% run pass. I mean,
for the longest time, I looked up and it was 14-3. But like, they had outgained us in yards. They had outtimed to possession us. You know, they were controlling. They just, I mean, again, just bad. Two bad football teams.
Well, they did. They beat us by almost 100 yards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The 96 yards of total offense, they had more than us.
Yeah.
I mean, they happen to have a quarterback. Like, I mean, he was 13 of 36.
He was so bad. I mean, God, he was so bad.
Did you see the stat? Now, Jason, you wouldn't have seen this in the stadium. 56 yards, or was it 56 passing yards between both teams at halftime? Or was it 56 yards of offense between both teams?
I saw somebody post, I thought it was 50 total yards passing combined.
Yeah.
At halftime. I just saw it on Twitter or something.
It comes to something when Zach Wilson throws for more in a game than the Saints and the Panthers did combined today.
Well,
it was just
his career game.
He did.
And so many weird, gross things happen. I mean, that interception that Carr just threw. Like we have a minute left. Like you don't dink and dunk. Don't throw it down the fucking field. And then he had the argument with McCoy, which came, so like we were sitting basically at like the 20-yard line on the Saints side. So the play happened, and I'm looking over and I see him yelling at it because you right when Carr got sacked, he does the thing where he's like, ugh. And then all of a sudden he gets up and I see McCoy yelling. And I'm like, wait, is McCoy yelling at Carr? And it's like, holy shit, he is yelling at Carr.
Very
McCoy was
clear
pissed.
yelling at Carr.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing I'm gonna so I know Carr calls our protections, but I'm gonna say that that play probably is McCoy's fault. But I'm sure that everybody's getting the guys that make one mistake every four games are getting sick of hearing about it from Carr, who makes mistakes all the fucking time.
Every game.
Like you're well, every game's not enough of saying like how much he's making. I mean, often he's just doing stupid things. So I'm sure McCoy's like, well, you know what? How about for the last 2 months when I'm in quiet while you've been giving the ball away? Like I'm sure he's probably sick of that.
Yeah, he doesn't. What there's videos of it on Twitter, Jason. You'll see, like, from when they first or when it went just after the plays happened, McCoy is raging,
Again, like, yeah, I saw it as they were
absolutely
coming off the
raging.
field. Yeah.
Well, and again, for a quarterback who completely struggles to get the ball to people more than 3 yards downfield, and a quarterback who completely struggles, or entire offense that completely struggles to move the ball in the red zone or score, the fact that we're coming around to Jimmy Graham, who was inactive for basically 2 months, is someone immediately should be fired for that. Like right now, today, of whoever was the final call or whoever they want to blame as the scapegoat for saying that Jimmy Graham wouldn't have helped this team. And I don't care. I don't know if Jimmy Graham, how good his knees are, how good his ankles are. If all he can do is from the 10-yard line, go to the end zone and stand up straight, he should have been playing. Because I'm sure we've had people active like Kyle Phillips, or I mean, just ridiculous people that shouldn't even be considered on the roster and have not played snaps. The fact that he hasn't been playing and he can still, he has now caught two balls. He's ran one really good route for a touchdown. And this one, he and then he went down low for a weird throw to a 6'7" guy. He's not even doing the big special thing, which is jumping up and catching it over people, because I don't know if we have anybody accurate enough to do that from 10 yards away. The fact that he hasn't been playing is insane. And it's just a gross misuse of your resources with a team that struggles and is terrible at
It's
and
every
that's the main
stage.
and that's the main point for me is all season we've struggled in the red zone and they could not find use for that person who now has four catches from four targets and three touchdowns.
But beyond that, even the last couple of weeks when he's been active, they wait until the fourth quarter to even like attempt to use him, and it works. And then the next week, this was like when he'd have a Taysom Hill game where he'd gain 200 yards, and the next week he wouldn't play the first half. And you're like, I
Again,
mean,
it, and it goes. It's right in line with so many times. It's a big third down, and Kamara comes off the field. Like, what are we doing here? It's just, I'm telling, the fucking stupidity on display by the coaching staff. It's just, it's frustrating. And now you're getting to a point, and that's something that I noticed in the dome. It's like, I think last week it seemed to be a lot more anger, and there were boos for the offense today, but it seemed like it's turning into apathy. And that's the one thing you never want from your team is apathy. You just don't. Fans just, they're tired, they don't care anymore. So many other things they'd rather do than watch this boring, bad team.
And we're, I don't know, Jason. I mean, I could, they kept talking about the boos, but you couldn't really hear them as much on TV. Was it similar to last week, or was it different? I mean,
It wasn't, so obviously you didn't have when Taysom would come in, like Carr
right,
would make a
right. So
bad
that's why I
play.
was wondering if it was
Yeah,
just.
he could. Well, I think because you didn't have the alternate of the cheer when the other guy came in, it was just a boo. But like, on third down or whatever, Carr, when he checks down or when he throws it short and we don't get the first down, or when he gets, he doesn't throw the ball and he takes a sack. Like there were boos. It didn't seem as angry as the boos last week, but they were still there, so it was a
It's
little
because you
different.
didn't have Taysom there to kind of, if Taysom, I mean, as bad as it was last week, as bad as it was this first half, if there had been the Taysom back and forth thing, I think it would have gotten pretty ruckus.
Probably. because fans, especially when Taysom comes in and makes good plays and the offense is moving, and that's what the fans want. And when you take him out and you put in this loser, it also gives them another opportunity to boo him. Now, they didn't announce the starting offense at the beginning of the game like last week. Yeah, they I guess they figured that one out.
Yeah.
Well, we talk about it last week, James, but they did announce the offense. And when they did, it was the loudest I've ever heard them play music on the speakers in the dome. Like they were, I think they knew there was going to be booze in the beginning and drowned it out. But then during the game, they couldn't do that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say one more thing on Derek Carr before we move into, let's talk some positives from the game, is the pass to Andres Pete
was a penalty that was not called.
Yes.
I don't know how an entire officiating crew misses a 380-pound guy getting hit in the chest with the ball.
Get him right in the numbers. It's
the thing
like
is he tried to catch it.
Was it the most accurate pass that Carr has thrown this year?
If you watch it on replay, on the slow-mo, he tried to catch it, and Andres Pete realized what was going on immediately. Went, just threw his hands up.
It's still a penalty because he hit him with the ball.
We scored, two plays later? So
yeah, no, I know. But it's just that's a sign of where Carr's head is, I think. It's throwing the pass to an offensive lineman.
His head was concussed. I mean, that's another whole conversation that he shouldn't have been playing this week at all.
Yeah. Right. A couple of positives then. There's a couple. I think Jordan Howden had a good game.
I think he made some plays, but I think there was probably some plays where they would have liked him being in a different position. I think he still,
I mentioned it in my introduction, but that play from Paulson Adebo was one of the best plays of the season, in my opinion.
Again, there's the difference of that potentially, like you're talking about a field goal away from tying the game for the Panthers instead of being down by 8, because that's a walk-in touchdown. By the time he got to where he was, and Paulson Adebo was the other side of the field, and even on the replay, they kept showing. I'm like, man, I hope they don't challenge that. The ball got really close to the pylon. Like,
I was so surprised that the running back didn't reach. I mean, I know it was a long run.
He was doing a lot of spinning.
Stuff.
Like it was,
and
I'm exhausted. I watched the replay over and over, and I was like,
so many times you see the guy like at least put the ball on the pylon. I was so surprised that he didn't do it.
I wasn't convinced it wasn't a touchdown. I'm still not right now. I'm like, I'm glad.
I mean, they gave him out at the 2, didn't they? I think they put the ball at the 2.
Yeah.
But it's a hell of a hustle play from the other side of the field.
But seriously, like that's, I mean, again, that doesn't make them put them the lead or doesn't tie the game, but that changes every play after that. If it's a 3-point game, maybe Panthers aren't throwing as much. Maybe they rely more on their running game that's winning.
Yeah, were they was it 14-3 at that point? I think it was, wasn't it? Or was it 14-6 at that point?
It was 14-3.
Yeah. So yeah, that would have made a big difference.
I mean, Isaac Yiadom is something you got to say positive. Now, I'll be honest. There was a couple of the passes where like he's in coverage, but Bryce Young threw it way more to Yiadom than he did throw it to the offensive player. But Yiadom was there, and I mean, collected himself after each one to get back out there. He was acting like a pro, especially for a guy in that position. I don't know how much of it was his great plays versus just really bad passes, but he was there, and appreciated seeing that for. Considering that Lattimore's out,
he's done nothing but play well when needed.
We're not losing these games because people are lighting up our cornerbacks.
Nope.
I mean, the games that we've been the 3-game losing streak, and then this game, whatever it was, the team wasn't outgaining us because of Yiadom and Adebo not making up for Lattimore being out.
Yeah, definitely. Lou Headley. So, Jason, you won't know this because you were in the stadium and they would not have talked about it, but there's a rule in the NFL that I didn't know about.
I didn't know about it either.
Oh, so you do know about the rule then?
We heard what happened because the ref said because it's a soccer style kicker, it is not a penalty. I'm like, I didn't know that, or rugby style, whatever.
Yeah, once you take off running, you are now a runner, and so it could be like a fake. And if you then decide to kick, it doesn't matter that you're running to set up your kick. You can't run with the ball and still be a punter.
Yep.
To me, it's even more baffling that is the punter we went for.
I mean, is it though? Come on, is it really? Think about it. Our coaches are fucking morons.
But they're just like, we had somebody that was like, said that it was really lucky that he didn't kick that ball in the end zone that went out at the 11 that definitely should have been down with inside the 10. And I was just like, well, you don't have to worry about it going in the end zone. Like, he can't kick it that far. Like, it's impossible from there. And then we get this Browns kicker that kicks the ball 80 yards, 77-yard punt by the Browns in their game.
Yeah, that was an insane.
I don't know. The Lou Headley stuff, none of it makes sense. Even when he wasn't ran into, he's not a good kicker. And what I saw this, and maybe I didn't realize it, but it was either 14 of 15 or 15 of 16. 15 of the 16 Saints first plays, 15 of our first 16 plays were in Carolina territory.
Yeah.
Something like that. Like,
yeah, it was a lot. Without the blocked punt touchdown.
Or at one point it was 15 of the last 16.
Yeah, like imagine if we wouldn't have got the blocked punt touchdown. I mean, you're looking at a 7-6, possibly 9-7 game all the way to the fourth quarter. Like, really, really just disaster. Awful, awful game. I mean, the game was awful anyway, but, oh, man.
Is next week going to be much better?
I think it's going to be worse. I think you're going to – there were barely any Panthers fans here, so you didn't have to worry about that. I think there'll be plenty more.
Oh, you were meaning the crowd. I thought you were talking about football.
I was talking football.
Oh, I mean,
I thought, okay. I was like, yeah, we're talking about two different things.
I'm almost kind of talking about both. There'll be more Giants fans here. I think they're going to beat us.
The one thing going for us on the Giants is that they play Monday night in New York. So they have a shorter, they have to travel all the way to New Orleans. They won't get into New Orleans till the middle of Tuesday morning, or middle of the night, Monday night, Tuesday morning. Or I guess they could come Tuesday. But if Saquon Barkley doesn't get hurt against the Packers, he might set a record running against this team. I mean, Chuba Hubbard and Miles Sanders running for 200 yards. I mean, I guess I know Bryce had some scrambles in there too, but
I mean, Miles Sanders did run for 1,000 yards last year.
Cool.
Hey, so Fox is showing their locker room access now, and they got Dennis Allen on the screen.
Oh, handing out game balls.
Ugh. Loser. God, I hate that loser. I really do.
Wesley's so keen to listen to it, he's actually gone and sat down on the TV and left.
I didn't even want to listen to it. Well, they were going to commercial and they showed coming up next, Locker Room Access, and it was Mickey Loomis in there. And he was around the troops. So I'm like, God, I don't want to see him either.
No, don't want to see any of them.
No, I really don't.
I mean, let's be honest. That was an eminently forgettable game of football.
Just to be clear, did you say let's be honest or let's be honest?
Let's be honest.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Let's be honest.
None of us
are going to remember in a hurry, are we? We're not going to remember this game in a hurry.
I don't want to remember this game.
No. And again, I told you, I'm not going to talk about the final score. I don't care about that. Like, this was an embarrassing display for 3.5 quarters against one of the worst professional football teams I've ever seen.
Ever. Yeah.
Like, they are bad.
Yep.
I mean, and they're now 1-12 in the easiest, the weakest division that there's been in long time.
Yeah,
maybe ever. Yeah, I mean, it's up there with four awful teams, and they're 1-12. They beat the Texans.
Yeah, no, I know. I don't see them winning another game this season.
I can't imagine. Not after what I saw today from them in person. There's just no way.
Chicago Bears must be laughing their asses off.
Yeah.
Oh, it's I mean, the good news is that Carolina will be terrible next year too. Like, there's nothing about it that can fix this in the next few weeks for them.
No.
Yeah, they end against the Falcons, Packers, Jaguars, and Bucks. They're losing all four of those.
Losing all of those games. All right, anybody got any final thoughts?
I mean, I hate even saying anything positive about anything on the Saints of this game, but Carl Granderson done well with the contract that he got. Sack and tackle for a loss. DeMario Davis, this was better from him than the last couple weeks where I've seen a, you know, he got faked out really bad going towards the sideline once. But besides that, Davis looked really good. And I'll just say, James, I didn't even notice, but you had Jordan Howden with 10 tackles. I mean, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, no.
I don't care if he's out of position a few times. That's maximum effort for him.
I thought he had a good game.
I did like still seeing Tyrann Mathieu. You know, he made a couple of big hits. He's gotten more physical over the last few weeks as the defense has been awful. But I think that it's good that we've got him for a couple more years. I think he's going to still be a veteran that ages okay.
Yeah. Jason, anything from you?
I did wear the Dudley Poo shirt again today over a sweatshirt. Got more comments today, and that really described what I saw in the dome today. And I want Derek Carr off my football team more than anything right now. I just really hate that dumb asshole. And that's it.
Dudley's not going anywhere.
I know.
Speaking of Dudley Poo, did the Pelicans win the in-season tournament? I haven't really watched basketball the last couple of days.
I mean, it a meaningless in-season tournament? Who cares? I don't care. The NBA wants you to care. It's stupid. It doesn't. It's just regular season basketball.
I don't care if those guys get another $500,000.
Right. It's not going into my pocket.
No. Okay, that's all the show we have for you this week, so thank you for listening. You can listen to the Dome Patrol podcast wherever you get your podcast from. You can follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol Podcast and at Dome Patrol UK. Sorry, at Dome Patrol PCast and at Dome Patrol UK. And if you want to join the Game Day Discord chat, hit us up for an invite and we will drop you the link. Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, good football donkeys.
Whatever you do, boy, I'm not your man. The honeymoon, watch me go. The honeymoon is over. Watch me pick up.
The Dome Patrol podcast is the official Saints podcast of the Fans First Sports Network.